Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember, don't fight weakness, strengthen your virtues. Our guest today is Martha Winona Travers, and she's author of Shamanic Teachings of the Conjurer. I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. Let's get right to our guest. Today we have with us Martha Winona Travers. She's author of Shamanic Teachings of the Condor. Martha is a writer, author, teacher, and Mama Ichak, and I hope I pronounced that right, who apprenticed with a shaman in the Andes for 22 years. Welcome, Martha.
Thank you, Linda. I look forward to having a conversation with you.
Well, I do too. Tell me, did I pronounce that right, Ichak? Ichak?
It's Yachak.
Yachak, okay.
It is spelled a variety of ways in Ecuador. Sometimes you'll see it spelled Y-A-C-H-A-G. The way I spell it, I-A-C-H-A-K, is the way that my teacher, Taita Alberto Taxo, spelled it. And so I use his spelling. But it's quite various, but it's pronounced Yachak.
Wow. Now, what is the Yachak fire, and how did you become an apprentice?
The teachings of the Condor from South America are very ancient, and they call us to renew our relationship with the elements of the earth, the water, the fire, and the air. So a fire ceremony, which is how I first met Taita Alberto, at a fire ceremony that was held near my home in Michigan. It's quite a story how that evolved, but that was in 1999. And the fire is an energy that attracts, that vivifies, that brings to life, that transforms. So the Yachak fire is a healing fire. It's a healing ceremony in which we let go of anything that we no longer need to carry, and we call in anything that we would like to have grow in our lives. Everyone has each of these elements in their own being, so the fire element is also inside our bodies, and we can carry that energy in a conscious way to help ourselves walk in balance and feel a sense of harmony in our lives.
Now, that's really interesting. What about I'm not going to pronounce this right. Tell me one more time how to say this. Ayachak?
Yachak.
Mm-hmm. Yachak, right. Okay, let me remember that. I'm 75, so a lot of these things don't stay with me very long.
I'm 70, so
yeah,
I'm walking with you.
Good, that's good. So tell me about the Yachak medicine and the bird people.
The idea of the bird people is so beautiful. They're in the mountains of the Andes. When I was traveling there, we would see the condor flying way up at the tip of the mountains where there was snow. Cotopaxi, the volcano Cotopaxi, sometimes would become visible as the clouds would part, and there would be the condor flying. This is a very ancient shamanic idea that's not only in the traditions of the Andes, in other shamanic traditions as well, which is that our consciousness can fly between worlds. And to embody that, this image of the bird is a symbol for that. To fly between worlds means to be able to have perspective, to be able to lift up above one's personal circumstances, one's emotions and attitudes and attachments, and to be able to see a broader expanse. So in one sense, we are seeing other people's points of view. That might be one way to talk about that process. But it is also understanding and experiencing the other creatures with whom we share this world. It's being able to recognize the possibility of other levels of reality and other ways of knowing. So the bird people become adept. The ancient shamans, the ancient teachers were adept and are adept, those who are still carrying those traditions deeply within their being, at seeing much more broadly, including the spiritual perspective on events in these times. There's a deep sense of prophecy in the ancient Andean traditions that I can share more with you if you would like. So it's essentially moving between worlds, being able to travel.
Well, you know, what I have always thought, and, you know, I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old, and I've found that there are 17 different distinct psychic abilities, and it sounds to me that these bird people are the ones that have developed into the higher senses, you know, the higher places, and, you know, and can actually travel. For example, if I need to go somewhere, I can using energy, you know, I can, if I need to see what's going on in a boardroom, say, for example, across the world, I can get there and be there and see that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, and then the one thing I don't do is prophecy. I figure that's up to God. It's not, you know, or source, you know. I don't want to do any of the prophecy things. But, you know, so I think that the bird people are, even because of the traditions and the attunement to the land, you know, that they have a greater source of correct power so that they can see clearer than what maybe people who are psychic in the Western world can do. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Taito Alberto would speak of sleep at night as a time when we leave our bodies and travel. And this, again, is a shamanic perspective that's not only in the Andean tradition. But that what you describe as being connected to the land, the teachings that I share in the book that describe specific practices that people can do to help access their own intuitive abilities are practices of intimate connection with nature. And nature is the great profound teacher. So what you're describing, that ability to know something without maybe the body being in that place and yet being able to see that, is amplified by these practices of intimate communion with the natural world. And the teaching really is that all human beings have this capacity, that it's innate. It's part of who we are. So the prophecies from the Andes, people have heard of this before, are the prophecies of the eagle and the condor. And the people of the north or of Europe or of industrialized cultures, would be a better way perhaps to put it, are understood to be the people of the eagle. And these are capacities of the intellect and the mind that are developed. So we see this in science and technology. And the people of the indigenous peoples, the peoples who are still living close to the land, agricultural peoples everywhere, are the people of the condor. And that's understood to be connected to the heart. And the heart is not understood as emotions. It's understood as intuition. So this psychic ability that you're describing, that's the capacity of the heart. And the teaching is that the way that Homo sapiens has survived over millennia is by using all of these faculties, by including the heart along with the mind, and that capacity has fallen into disuse in industrialized cultures. So when Taito Alberto began to come to the States to teach, his elders had asked him to begin to teach people how to reconnect with their intuitive, and the word you used, psychic capacities. So these are the practices that he taught me that I now teach to other people. And I hope that the book will share those with people who are interested.
Well, I think it's a really great thing to start out with nature, because when I was young, whenever I was upset, I would climb a tree and touch the tree, and the tree would comfort me. Or I would, if I would get upset, a bird would come in and say, hey, you know, get out of yourself. Or even today, you know, I find that if I, you know, I own HealthyLife.net and I'm doing 100,000 things, which I can't even believe at 75. But I guess the world needs me, so I'm going to do it. But I'll be working very hard, and then a hummingbird will actually sometimes even come in my door and say, look at me, that I'm joy. Stop for a minute. Come outside. Take a look at the trees. Stay in that space so you know where you're at. And so I find that there's a tremendous teaching if we open up just to the things around us. But when we are like walking on the ground without shoes, when we are near a stream, when we are even just looking at the clouds in the sky and taking a moment to understand that we are part of that cellular structure, that we are all one with all of this, that not only can it teach you many things, but it can give you serenity and peace and actually help you teach you where you want to go. And that's what your book is doing. It was actually giving you actual rituals to connect like this. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. And the ability to simply be quiet in nature, to not have an agenda, to not be trying to create a state, is part of the practice. So Taita Alberto would teach everyone to greet, to say hello to whichever element they were interacting with the earth, the fire, the water, the air. When a person gets up in the morning and goes to take a shower, there's the water right there. They can greet the water and say hello. And that action of saying hello, of acknowledging the being, acknowledging the force, the energy that is present with the water, is a step that, the way Taita Alberto would describe it, is this opens a channel of communication. And he meant that literally as an energetic opening that would happen between the individual and the being that they were encountering because that person took the time to stop and say hello. An example he would give would be if you were walking down the street and you saw a friend that you hadn't seen for a long time on the other side of the street, if you didn't say hello, there would be no interaction. That channel would not open. So people can increase the intimacy that they experience with nature by taking a moment to pause and greet the energy that they are encountering in whichever element is speaking to them at that time.
I mean, this is priceless wisdom, you know, and people don't understand. I think a lot of people don't understand, which they will if they start practicing with your book, is that, you know, there is, you have to get out of your ego and around yourself, and by doing these practices, not only will it open you up to nature and the different things around you, but it will open up your world because you're, you know, and opening up so that you can actually get closer to Source or God, because what happens is that when we come to the base of everything, it's all about love and the light, and so what this is doing is opening up, your book opens up to the light, so that the more that you learn about it and you practice it and you are in it, you know, you don't have any worries, you don't have any stress, you don't have, I mean, you can recognize them and understand them, but you'll take action, you'll be able to go through change a little bit easier, but it all starts by connection. And that's what you do in your book, is allow them to have connection.
Exactly. And that, what you said about the ego, the second stage, this is taught in three steps, is what Taita Alberto would refer to as feeling. And again, he's not referring to emotions when he uses that word. So after the person, you know, you're in your shower and you greet that water, then you have this experience in which you're feeling the physical sensations of the encounter with the water and also any other kinds of experiences that begin to arise. So sometimes when people are new to the practices, especially if they're in a group that's practicing together, at a workshop with Alberto, there would be a tendency at first for people to try to make something happen. That's the ego. We learn this also from sitting meditation, from various traditions, where we learn how to sit quietly in meditation and let go of the desire to create an experience and instead simply be quiet and open. So these practices are not anthropomorphizing. They are not practices where the human being projects onto the natural world an idea of well, the tree said something to me, or anything that would be like a human way of interacting.
Right.
Rather, we move into that open condition, and in that open condition, then the transformation is able to happen, and afterward, the mind understands. But the experience itself is very visceral, intimate. And one of the things I tried to do in the book is to share actual experiences with the reader with each of the elements that I had while I was in Ecuador on my first journey to Ecuador, the various experiences that Taita Alberto guided us through, so that a reader can feel that mystical sense as they read some of the descriptions in the book.
I think it's wonderful, and I think that people need to kind of get this, and it would be fun if they started teaching children this at a very young age, you know, just to connect like that, because it opens up so much and makes your life so much fuller. It's not just all about you and about your life, and you understand that you're part of the whole with this, and this is what you're teaching in this, is to be open to understand that there's something greater than ourselves, and yet we're all connected, and that what we think and say and feel and do has an effect on everything, and so does everything else on the side.
Exactly.
I have to tell you a funny story. So there was this squirrel outside, and he was just chattering, and he was having a fight with another squirrel. And I went out there, and I said, "No fighting. You bet. You guys don't fight. Stop it." And so the little squirrel came out, and he sat with his paws on his hands, and he started to chatter at me, and he was telling me everything that the other squirrel did that made him annoyed. I said, "I understand, but I don't need to hear this." And he's going, "But you know, you said something. I'm telling you why I'm doing this." And, but you know, your richness of life comes forth when you do some of these practices. You know, it's just, I mean, even my plants talk to me and say, "Hey, can you do this?" Okay, I'll do it. You know, so your mind gets opened up to a lot of things, and then eventually you have to learn how to shut some of it off so that you can kind of get relax a little bit, you know.
There's a very great humility that comes, and I see this in many of the ancient teachings in the beautiful indigenous cultures that we are so fortunate to still be able to encounter. Alberto would refer to indigenous people as root people, people who are deeply grounded in the earth. And one of these teachings is humility, that we as human beings are not above the other creatures, that they all have their own path and their own way and their own life, and that we can learn from them, and that, in fact, it's only the human species that has been destructive of its own habitat, of its own life support system. Every other creature knows how to be in harmony, and so they are our teachers. And again, this is that feeling stage in the practice where we simply become quiet and allow ourselves to listen without projecting in any way our own desires or interpretations even, just really feeling what is the teaching that I'm receiving. And it may not come in any kind of words. It may simply be that the person feels more peaceful or more uplifted, or later in the day they have an insight, or they feel motivated toward an action that before they felt in some way an obstacle and not able to move in that direction.
I think that's great. We're going to go and take a break right now, but we're going to be back with Martha Winona Travers and the book Shamanic Teachings of the Condor, which you can get at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or any bookstore you can ask for it. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. It's the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Martha Winona Travers, and she's author of Shamanic Teachings of the Condor, and we're learning all about connecting with nature, and her book is filled with wonderful ways that you can open up your mind and your heart. What is the story of the Sacred River? What's that story about?
Well, we had a wonderful day with Florentina, who took us to the river to wash our clothes in the river. And she only spoke Quechua. And so our experience with her was nonverbal. And so she took us to the river, and we sat at the side of the water, and we first simply listened to the movement of the water, the beautiful boulders and the flow of the water and the birds and the leaves around us that were flickering in the breeze. And then after a time, she did a little ceremony as she was standing in the water. And then she invited us to come into the water and to wash the clothes that we had brought with us. And there was this moment where everyone started to sing. And that was just a natural expression of how we were feeling. One of the experiences that I had often when I was in the mountains was a sense of time simply disappearing and moving into another condition of being. And so that expression of song would arise naturally at times like that, and it was spontaneous. It was like birds singing together. It wasn't that the one person started it so much as that we all together began to sing. And so it was a very, very beautiful, peaceful experience with the water and the birds and the plants and the sunlight and Florentina and her beautiful presence and that sense, again, of those ancient, ancient energies that are flowing through the root people who are so generous. Taita Alberto was so generous in sharing with non-indigenous people and helping us come more into harmony so that we would be doing less harm and contributing more positively.
Okay, now, what is a runa, and how did you become one?
Well, I don't call myself a runa because that is an indigenous word that would be given to a person, perhaps, by a teacher. So Taita Alberto gave me the title Yachak, but the runa, if you will allow, I will read a little bit from the book that describes what a runa is. In Quechua, the word runa describes a person who is walking the path of life in a sacred way. To be a runa is to live a life of beauty and harmony. A runa is filled with the joy of dawn, the potency of plant life, the freedom of bird flight, and the creative flow of the river. To be filled in this way is to feel that heightened condition of intimate belonging in the natural world that was known to our ancestors. This is what the Quechua elders hope we will return to, that ancient way of being fully connected to all of life. A runa establishes this connection through participating in the universal conversation that is happening around us all the time. An essential characteristic of participation is the capacity to listen. Through respectfully listening, the human being hears the natural rhythm and learns again to be that natural rhythm, which is their birthright. The result is a rekindling of the human being's experience of belonging in the world, of belonging to the earth and to the cosmos, and the ultimate effect is an awakening of happiness and joy, the opening of the heart. And in Taita Alberto's words, when we again connect with our cosmic roots, we harmonize ourselves, and as a result, we contribute to the harmonization of the world.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what do you mean by right timing?
Right timing, this actually is a concept that I learned through Buddhism, is that there is a right time for certain, and this is very much part of shamanism as well, that there is a right time for certain actions, for certain words, for certain ceremonies, and that a person who is feeling impatient, anxious, wanting to put pressure on a situation to try to make something move in the direction that their ego might want, needs to recognize this, that if there is resistance, they need to pause and listen in order to understand the nature of the resistance and not force, and that there will be a time where, metaphorically, the door will open effortlessly, and at that time, the person can then move through. And so we are aware in our lives of right timing as a very important teaching of how to conduct ourselves.
Well, I think it's fun sometimes because, you know, back in the day, 22 years ago or almost 23 now, I was offered a television show and I said it wasn't in truth and they said, well, that's okay. You know, you can go ahead and figure out what you want to do. We love working with you. And I said, okay. And then I got home and, you know, I'm very God-based. So God said, Linda, I want you to start a radio network, an all-positive network. And I said, what? And he said, look, he goes, you know, you're, or he or she, whatever, you know, we know that that's energy, but, or the source. And he said, well, I want you to start this radio network because if you're a point of light when you go out and talk, but if you bring like people like yourself, he goes, you will open up, become a lighthouse. And I said to him, I said, okay, look, I said, I'm supposed to be making it in the big time right now. And I said, and he said, well, you can do whatever you want to do. He goes, I'm not forcing you. And I said, yeah, but you know, you're God, you know? So I said, so, okay, I'll go ahead and do it. And I said, but when I get upstairs, we're going to have a sit down and we're going to talk about this. He cracks up because he thinks I'm funny. So, but what happened was the timing wasn't right. And here, just a couple of months ago, they asked me to go back and do a television show, and which I'm going to be doing July 21st. So I said, you couldn't do it when I was 37 and you had to wait till I'm 75. But, you know, I'm a little vain here, you know. So. But anyway, but that's what I'm saying. Some, you know, I never pushed it. I just said, okay, I'm going to do what I feel that is supposed to be done for the greater good of the planet. So I put myself on a back burner, and then everything, it's just like God's given me back my life after 22 years. And everything that I was doing beforehand is coming effortlessly because the timing is right. So I just wanted to say that so that people understand that it's, you know, get an example of that. Can you stay for another 8 minutes?
Pardon me?
Can you stay for one more segment?
Yes, I can.
Great. That'll be great. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Martha Winona Travers. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Martha Winona Travers, and she's author of Shamanic Teachings of the Condor, which is a wonderful gift for people, you know, and especially, you know what I would do with this book? I would buy it, and if my child was going off to college, I would give them the book, because they're going to be you know, off in a new world, and sometimes they need peace and serenity. And I just think that would be a really great thing to, for the kids to be open to this and to understand it. You know, when my grandson went to college, there was a whole bunch of books, ancient books, you know, for about positive thinking by Napoleon Hill and all sorts of places. And he was going into business. And I said to him, you know, I have an anthology of books for you. And I said, all I want you to do is read them, you know, and that will give you an essence of life, which means you don't follow the norm. It's all about positive thinking and how to align and be open to all of these energies. And it's the indigenous people have it and they're closer to it. But these are things that have been around since the beginning of time. And so, you know, it comes in many ways and many forms. So whatever works for you is great, but it's good to understand all the different ways of accomplishing the same things so that you can find the one that works for you. Would you agree with that, Martha?
Very much so. I'd like to say we were all indigenous once.
Right.
If we go far enough back in our ancestral line, our ancestors were indigenous peoples, indigenous meaning to grow up from the earth in that place. We all came from a place on the earth that was our home. Regarding college and university, I teach at the University of Michigan. I teach contemplative studies, and I teach these practices. I have a nature course that I teach. I have a meditation class that I teach and a journal writing class that I teach.
I love you. I love you. I love you because the kids need this so much.
The students do, and one of the really important aspects of what Alberto taught is that as lovely as it is to be able to take time to go away for a weekend into a beautiful spot and do practice, one doesn't have to be anywhere other than where one is in this day doing one's daily responsibilities to include the practices of greeting, feeling, and expressing gratitude to the earth, the fire, the air, and the water, because these elements are keeping us alive in every moment. They're with us in every time and in every place. So yes, at the university, in the workplace, wherever one is, we can increase our feeling of inner peace and connection and more access to our intuitive wisdom so that the way that we use our intellect is in harmony, in balance, and is not doing harm.
Well, it's interesting. I grew up in New York City, right? So there's not a lot of greenery, you know, around there. But, you know, it was interesting. You know, you would find a tree that was on the street, or you would, look at the sky and the clouds. And it doesn't necessarily, you know, you don't need to be, as you were saying, out in nature. You need to find the nature that surrounds you and align with that. And it's very interesting. The hawk is my spiritual bird, you know, and whenever I am going to have a very big spiritual change or when something huge is happening in my life, a hawk will come and circle over me. And it even when I was going, and I moved to California when I was 27, so I've been here longer than I was in New York, but I was on the West Side signing my book deal, and a hawk came in New York City. It's circling me, and everybody in the city is looking up and going, and my friend said, oh, there's your hawk. I said, well, I guess I'm going to get this deal, and things are going to change for me. And so, you know, you can, so even if you're in a city, you know, things will appear to you in nature, birds, pigeons, you know, there's, you know, even a bee can give you the sense of belonging to something greater than yourself, you know. So, and even when my grandson was little, I'd take him out and I'd say, see that flower? Is it talking to you? Feel this tree. Is it telling you a story? You know, and it was just, you know, amazing, you know, that you open them up when they're young and he's still feeling and, you know, responsible and caring and giving, you know. So it's a good thing to connect with this nature, and your book is a great way to do that. Now, where can people find out more about you and your book?
I have a website, natureandhealing.org, and the book is published by Inner Traditions Press. It's available in bookstores, of course, through Amazon, and so it's easily found. So it's natureandhealing.org is my website.
Great. Now, do you do actually lectures or teachings outside of the university, or are, you know?
I do, yes, sometimes. I teach. There's a retreat center that is part of the Fetzer Institute in southwest Michigan called Gilchrist, and I sometimes teach weekend retreats there. And also I do guided retreats up in the National Park, Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore Park.
Oh, that's great. And what about, do you do any Zoom classes or anything like that?
I'm sorry, what did you?
Do you do any online classes? Or
yes, sometimes I do. And I also do consults, so people can work with me one-on-one, and I usually do that over the telephone or via Zoom.
Oh, that's great. I just started with Zoom 2 years ago. They wanted me to do it. I'm going, oh, please don't make me do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you have to get used to looking at yourself in the thing and just avoiding that, you know, and looking at other people or whatever they're doing. But anyway, I really want to say thank you so much for coming on and becoming part of this program. And hopefully you'll sell many, many books for this, because I think everybody needs to be doing these practices. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Linda. I very much enjoyed our conversation.
Me too. All right, we're going to take a break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. And let's get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today, we're going to talk about chickweed. What? Chickweed, that's right. It was actually given as a tonic to caged birds. And it's probably the most common of weeds growing in virtually all corners of the world. And instead of rooting it out, it's worth remembering that chickweed was traditionally harvested as a vegetable. And it was also used to heal wounds and used in poultices for drawing out boils. And in China, the root is still used. So now the aerial part of the plant of chickweed is made into creams, and it's used today for eczema and skin irritations. And in mainland Europe, they are a traditional folk remedy, mainly taken internally to be like a cleansing diuretic and a tonic for rheumatic pains. And then the root in China is used as a cooling herb in fevers and to stop nosebleeds and heavy menstrual bleeding. It's also given as a tonic for malnourished children. And it was also used in Europe in the rural areas as a free food in hard times. So that was a little bit about chickweed. That's right. And then we also have our gemstone of the week. And gemstones have energy, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you might be able to amplify your own energy to help to get what you desire. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about copper, and the color of copper is copper red. And this mineral can combat lethargy and passivity, restlessness, even excitability. It can stimulate initiative and optimism and diplomacy. And it conveys the message that there's no need to seek love or to constantly search for life, and that there is definitely a need to seek and release all the restrictions which you've instilled upon yourself. And it actually emits a philosophic energy and gives you free, it keeps you free from bias. And it's excellent for use in policymaking and in police work, and it provides insight into avenues for right attainment of things in all areas. We're going to break for just a moment because we have a caller on the line. We have Zuli from Las Vegas. Hi, Zuli. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, my dear. It's really good to hear your name.
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I just, I don't know. I have a little bit of problem with my feet. I guess it's something, I don't know. I've been doing the right thing, trying to do the right exercise, trying to eat better, much better. But it's a pain between my lower body all the time.
Okay. As we age, there is a artery or a nerve, I guess it's a nerve, that's in the middle of the foot that gets thicker. And so we tend to get pain in the feet on that. And then also what happens is these days there's a lot, which I'm feeling for you, is that if you're not eating organic foods, and you never really know because even the organic foods these days are, have problems with it. And you can get where your feet cramp up or you get pains and it goes up and down your legs, and it could be a combination of many things. For example, if I eat beef that is not organic or grass-fed, immediately I'll get that, no matter what. And so there's a couple of ways that I have combated it, and you can maybe try. And one is to do Epsom salt baths for your feet, foot baths for your feet, and that will calm them down. And the other is there's something from Source Naturals called Arthred, A-R-T-H-R-E-D, A-R-T-H-R-E-D, Source Naturals. And it's a collagen powder, and you can mix it in water. And whenever I get this and it doesn't go away real fast, I go in, I take a little scoop of that, put it in some water, drink it, and within 5 minutes, they're gone. So that is what I'm feeling, is that there's magnesium that you can take to help you, and also this collagen powder, and that will actually help you combat it. So it's from the inside, it's not from the outside, so it's not anything structurally you can do for exercise or doing anything like that. It's actually coming from the poisons that are out there and the pesticides and all that stuff that's on our foods that even when we wash it, it doesn't come out because there's a lot of these foods are genetically modified now. And so this is what I'm finding is causing a lot of the pain. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. So I would try that, and I think that that would be great for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. All right. Okay, so let's get back to our gemstone of the week called copper. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Okay, so copper actually provides a harmonic connection between the physical and the astral bodies. And it lines all the subtle bodies, okay? And it's been used successfully to amplify and transmit thought. It's said to be a bestower of good, bringing benefit to the user. It's also reported to bring luck to people, especially in the recovery of property. And that could be something you've lost or in actual property. Copper actually activates the and stabilizes the energies of intuition, sexuality, desire, and vitality. And it allows you to recognize the barriers which are in your path so that it stops you, that's stopping you from being, developing into a better, higher being. Now, it can conduct electrical impulses and can magnify energy transfer from a healer or from minerals to the subject of the healing. So when you're using healing, if you have a copper bracelet on or you're doing something, it happens to amplify that energy. Now, if copper is used with brass and iron, it can balance the energies of the body and it can help maintain wellness within the chemistry of your blood and cellular structures. In healing, copper can be used to stabilize and balance the flow of blood within the body. It helps to increase circulatory functions when necessary. It can be used to cleanse wounds and to fight bacterial infections. And it's also been used in the treatment of arthritis, bursitis, and rheumatism, and also to stimulate the metabolic processes. And there you have it, a little bit about copper and how copper can help us in everyday life. These are all of the things we're talking about, herbs and plants and minerals and crystals. All of these are sentient beings that can help us expand our life and do better. You know, the world is a little crazy place right now, and it's okay. Let it be crazy, because you can stay stable and in your truth and being allowing things to pass through you without judgment. You can use discernment that is right for you. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful way to adapt to the outside forces that are sitting there trying to poke at you, you know, so you don't want them to disturb your inner being. So understand that everything, you know, that there is a higher power, and despite what everybody's trying to do to assimilate consciousness, which I got an idea the other day. I said, you know, consciousness has ideas of everything that's going on, right? So what happens is that that's what they're trying to do with AI, the artificial intelligence. They're trying to get it to be consciousness. And it can't happen because reality or real intelligence actually can get in the way. So stay correct, stay right, stay just in yourself, because that is going to align you with the right things that you should do. And if you have a doubt about something, you know, wait for the synchronicity of the moment. Don't get anxious, you know, just allow things to happen and open up for you. That helps. And also understand that change is cyclical. And it moves up in the universe in a spiral way. So whatever is up will come down, and whatever's down will go up. So if you're in a down space, not to worry, because you're going to end up going up. So anyway, I want to tell you thank you for tuning in here. And please check LyndaMackenzie.com. lifelifedotnet at the events page, and there's a new section now called TV show. So check on that. I'll be doing some touring. Going to be out in Santa Fe eventually, in Vegas and Scottsdale and whatever, and we're going to be having the show, and you can be part of the audience and maybe even part of the show. So take a look at my website, lyndamckenzie.net, and click on TV show. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lyndamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show, or at least you were. Guess what? The party's over, at least for now. But I'll be back next week with another wonderful guest and hoping to just enlighten your world just a teeny tiny bit. And if I did, then tell somebody else, have them listen to HealthyLife.net, and let's expand the consciousness and positiveness of the world to make it a better place for everyone. Again, visit my website, lyndamckenzie.net. I've enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of brotherhood, sisterhood, and delight. Bye.